You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
First Nations listeners are advised that the following program may contain the names and voices of our mob who have passed on to the dreaming. Hello, listeners. You're listening to Yilliman on 3CR, 855 in your dial, 3cr.org.au. Streamed online and available via the playback service. So we've got a very special episode today. We've got our Radiothon episode today where we're looking to raise some money to ensure that 3CR can keep running for another year. Now, the overall target for 3CR this year is $300,000. I know it sounds like a lot of money, but it's a lot of expenses that actually go into running a community radio station. You know, especially the kind of station that 3CR is, that sort of station that doesn't have, you know, your big corporate donors and backers and doesn't have all of this big government funding and, you know, all of these other streams and revenues of funding and grants and whatnot, that actually makes them it very much controls what they can and can't say on here when you have those sort of agreements with those corporations and government and stuff. But because 3CR is completely community funded and completely community ran, it means that we can have shows like mine and like Uncle Robbie's and, you know, like all of the other very staunch voices on here, whether they be from Palestine or West Papua or, you know, other refugee groups, or whether they be trans or queer or, you know, fighting homelessness or, you know, disability access issues or, you know, a whole range of different issues that 3CR gives a voice to. You know, we wouldn't have the platform to have our voices heard in the first place if it wasn't for stations like 3CR. So please dig deep into your pockets, make sure you donate. Also, we're coming up to tax time. A really great thing about donating at the moment is all donations that are $2 or more will actually be tax deductible. So with tax time just around the corner, it's a good opportunity to get a bit of extra cash back from the government. Now, throughout the episode, we're going to be hearing from people who are going to send through some shout-outs. I'm going to call a few of my friends and comrades as well to get them on air to talk a bit about why you should donate. In particular, I'm going to be getting people on that have been on the show previously and done some really great interviews. But if you want to text through, you can text 0488 09 855. That's 0488 09 855. So send me a text, let me know why you listen to Yilliman or why you listen to 3CR or, you know, why people should donate. You know, maybe you've got a really great story about a show that you heard or an important message that you learnt from listening to 3CR and, you know, you want to plug that maybe. So yeah, send us a text. If you want to donate, there's a whole bunch of ways you can do that. You can head to the website, it's just 3cr.org.au/donate. You'll be able to make a donation there. You can also call up on 03-9419-8377 and make a donation over the phone. Or, of course, if you're in and around the Collingwood area, you can drop into the studio at the top of Smith Street and make a donation in person.
Become a 3CR subscriber today. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call the station on 03-9419-8377. Be a part of your community radio station.
So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, those Palestinian voices are, you know, one of the many different cohorts that we have here on 3CR. And in fact, you know, 3CR has provided a lot of really great and amazing coverage of everything that's been happening since October 7th, as well as everything that was, you know, going on before October 7th, because, you know, the issues in Palestine have been going on for, you know, something like 80 years nearly now, 78 years or something like that. And throughout the 50 years of 3CR, they have been, you know, consistently providing coverage for issues like those in Palestine. So if you support Palestine, if you want to continue those, that support to exist and, you know, for those messages to be heard and for information to get out there, ring up, donate to 3CR, head to the website, send us a donation, or, you know, send us a donation by dropping in to the studio. Another really great thing that 3CR actually does, actually, that's coming up in only a couple of weeks, is Beyond the Bars. So Beyond the Bars is a program where 3CR goes actually into the prisons in Victoria and does some live broadcasts from the prisons, allowing the people that are locked up in there, our mob in there, to have their voices heard and to be able to have that opportunity to get on radio and talk about the issues that matter to them. On that note, you know, I'm going to play one or two of the short snippet interviews from Beyond the Bars, just to give you a bit of an idea of the sort of coverage that we provide.
I'll speak from my own story. You know, coming in, I've just had my daughter not so long ago taken off me, and for me to grieve over that, I haven't actually properly grieved. I don't think I ever will be okay that the government took my daughter, but, you know, I'm trying really hard.
So when the sorry happened in 2008, but it's still happening in 2011, and, yeah, you know, we've got to look at these similarities, don't we?
I own that there was a reason why she did get taken off me, and I own that mistake, and I acknowledge that, and I know I did the wrong thing, but just how the whole system worked, you know, just how it was like a couple of weeks, you know, through the courts and that, and then bang. I didn't have a leg to stand on. There was no one helping me.
And that's right. I mean, because you can't help your feelings, hey? And in your world, your children were taken from you. So then you still have to deal with those feelings, hey, to get yourself back to being all right and being able to heal. What kind of support did you get? You were brought in here into a different atmosphere. You felt like you had no control over what happens. Well, how do you deal with that here?
Well, I had very limited family support. Unfortunately, you know, we've got a very disorientated family, I do, and, you know, drugs and alcohol has played a big role in my family. But even so, like, now that I'm in prison, unfortunately, I've still got these goals of, you know, getting my daughter back. I'm currently on a waiting list to go back into a rehabilitation. I've been there twice, and I was kicked out twice, but they've now accepted me back in there, and
what were their reasons for you to get kicked out?
Oh, it was just like
silly things.
Yeah, silly little things that, you know,
that wasn't called for you to be kicked out in the first place.
No, it was like smoking on the veranda where they've got no smoking policy.
Stupid little things.
Now that's
interesting. But when you say stupid little things, like, I knew what the rules were. Yeah.
But still, that is a stupid thing.
Yeah, but still, you know, that's their rules, and I understand why they've got them rules,
just,
you know, because
that's stupid. Well, yeah. Straight out.
You know, I need housing. You know, I'm supposed to be leaving on the 29th of July, and they keep telling me they've got nowhere for me to go. How am I supposed to get my daughter back? How am I supposed to build my life if I've got no housing? All I need is temporary accommodation for 3 months till I go to rehab, you know, and it's hard.
Do you get mother programs in here? How to be a good mother?
No, not at all. Not that I know of.
Mate.
Do we, Ange?
No. No, I've been asking for it for how long?
Yeah.
That's what I've been asking for. I need to be how to be a mother again to my kids. They're still living their life in a daily basis.
With Nan and Pop.
That's it. And, like, I can't just get out and then take them away from where they've been for so long too, you know what I mean? They're probably all stabled and all that stuff, so there's a lot to deal with besides me being a mother and, again, and about how to replace my kid back into my life. I can't just go back out and take my kids away from where they are. They are adjusted to where they're living now and, you know, going to school, wherever, made new friends and all that. My kids have got the best of life right now. And without Boots and Joyce, I owe them so much, you know what I mean? Like, I am so glad they haven't gone through what I've been through, like in and out of family group homes and all that. At least they've got one place that they can call home.
That was just a short snippet from a previous Beyond the Bars episode. Now, Beyond the Bars is something that's been going on for, I don't know exactly how long, but it's been about 20 or so years now, maybe even a bit longer. You know, every year going in and doing those programs in the prisons. You know, just one of the many great and amazing things that 3CR does, and one of the many reasons why you should call up right now on 03-9419-8377 to make a donation to keep 3CR on air for another year so we can continue to go in and do these amazing programs. Now, I've got some quick shout-outs to people who have already donated. Big thanks to Michael Connolly. Also, another big thanks to the Indigenous Social Justice Association. We've had Lou from Shoreham send through a donation. Thanks, Lou. Juliet Thank you, Juliet. Much appreciated. Big fan of Juliet and all the hard work that she does here at 3CR. Big thanks to Teresa from Coburg, as well as Rob from Coburg. And we've got Mercedes up in Preston as well, another friend of mine. Thank you, Mercedes. And thank you to everyone else who has donated to 3CR. And I've got one more here, actually, from Jeff Woodford, who's donated $50 and sent through a message. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Jeff. Definitely will be keeping up that good work. But in order to keep up that good work, we do need those donations. So make sure you jump online or give 3CR a call. Make a donation today so that we can continue to be on the air for another year, you know, hopefully another 50 years. Another real big thing is, you know, this is actually the 50th birthday anniversary of 3CR this year. In fact, the first week of July, give me a second, actually, I'll just double check this date. But in the first week of July, we've got the birthday celebration for 3CR, that 50th celebration. And that is happening on Saturday the 4th of July from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You'll be able to go down and get a whole bunch of free posters. Oh no, sorry, not free posters. It's free entry and you can get posts. You can buy posters from the archive. You can also buy some limited edition merch and there'll be a bunch of other stores and activities, food, music, prizes and whatever else. Now, again, that is free entry. However, we do ask that people register attendance and you can do that by heading to Humanitix. Or you can just jump onto Google, type in Humanitix 3CR 50 birthday, and it should pop right up there for you to register to attend. So yeah, we want to keep the station on air for another 50 years. Another really cool and interesting fact about 3CR is it was actually the first community-funded and community-ran radio station in so-called Australia. You know, 50 years they've been going now. 50 years of providing that radical, revolutionary, grassroots perspective from the community. Keep us on air for another 50 years. Go and make a donation.
Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right. We're turning 50 this year.
On behalf of 3CR staff and committee, I have much pleasure in welcoming 3CR listeners and friends here at the station to 3CR's official opening. 3CR Community Radio Melbourne is Australia's first community radio station owned and operated by a federation of community organisations, 95 in all. 3CR has arisen out of the experience and need of groups and individuals in Melbourne, people who have and are fighting against mistreatment or neglect by the mass media, people who have, by and large, been denied effective access to the media.
You're listening to 3CR, 50 years of radical radio.
So we've just had a text through from Harry. The text says, "Hey there, Yellowman is such an important show because it gives us so much material analysis that we would miss out on otherwise. Encouraging my fellow listeners to make regular donations to 3CR to keep on platforming shows like this." And, you know, big thanks to Harry for sending that through. And also big thanks to Harry for, you know, tuning in and listening. Yeah, I know Harry, actually. He's a good comrade of mine, does a lot of really great work in Rahu. I've actually had Harry on the show in the past before. And a reminder as well, you can go back and you can listen to all of those old episodes of Yellowman, as well as the other 3CR programs, by heading to the website 3cr.org.au and just looking up the program that you want to listen back to. And from there, you'll be able to find all of the old episodes. Speaking of past people on the show, though, I've just been joined in the studio by a friend and comrade of mine, Cassius. How you going, Cassius?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Oh, is that? Oh, wait, there we go. I had you on mute, sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, no problem.
So, yeah, why do you reckon people should donate to 3CR?
Well, I mean, I also have a show on 3CR.
Yes.
11 till 12 on Mondays, Crimes in Australia. I think people should donate to 3CR just because it's such a great, you know, community-led organization that really allows for voices that would not be represented on mainstream radio and in mainstream media. It's completely community-owned, no government grants, no government anything controlling it. So it's just like an amazing space for a lot of people, especially marginalized groups, to have a voice where they normally wouldn't on, you know, or something like that. You know, they're never going to talk about the actual real issues.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's one of the amazing things about 3CR, you know, that we have that space to be able to talk about stuff like, you know, decolonization, for example, you know, to be able to talk about what's happening in Palestine, or talk about like Uncle Robbie's cases, for example, against the king and against genocide, and, you know, all of these other really great, amazing things that are happening in the community. And a reminder again, it's tax deductible. We've got tax
$2.
Yeah, anything over $2, tax deductible. Tax time's, you know, what, 2-3 weeks away, something like that. So perfect time to make a donation so you can get that money back.
And I believe my show only has $84 left as well. So I know it's Elon's show right now.
Stealing my donations. Yeah. Now, look, if you're, you know, just for the listeners, like all of the donations, at the end of the day, they all go towards 3CR. You know, it's not going to individual presenters or anything like that. It's going towards 3CR to keep 3CR on air. So, you know, definitely, you know, donate to 3CR, whatever show that you support or whatever show you like. You know, send that money through anyways. But, yeah, hopefully you can get that extra, what is it, $84?
Yeah, $84.
Yeah. I've still got a bit of a target myself. I've got 1,300 all ups to target for my show. I'm currently sitting at about 260. So we still got just over 1,000 to go. So if you're listening, if you got deep pockets, or if you got $2 even, you know, ring up, jump on the website, you know, pop into the station, whatever it may be, and make a donation. Also a reminder, if you don't have the money today, you know, maybe you get paid next week, you can still ring up and make a pledge to make that donation next week as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Kieran, for having me on.
No worries. Cheers for jumping on. And yeah, what time's your show again?
11 a.m. till 12 p.m. on Mondays.
Yeah. So make sure you catch that Crime Scene Australia show on Mondays as well, where they talk about a lot of the similar issues that you hear on Yeelaman and Bunjil's Fire about, you know, colonization and genocide and imperialism and all the horrible, horrible things happening at the moment in the world.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
I've got another quick snippet from a Beyond the Bars episode I'm going to play. This only goes for about 40, 50 seconds.
I've been at Fulham for about 8 months now. I went to Marnsbury at first, but I got tipped over to the adult system. So, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. What was it like coming from juvenile into adult prison?
Oh, really big change. Yeah, it was heaps different. You know, you got to learn to, you know, survive on your own and that, you know. I was just trying to say, like, it's really no life in that in here, you know. Like, things are getting hard in that out there. Just need to find someone to talk to, or, you know. Like, my problem was, you know, I couldn't find a job or anything. And, yeah, I just turned to drugs and hanging with the wrong people, you know.
It makes you stop and think, man, of the real outside world. When we're out there, we don't really think of all the consequences. We just do what we do, and we all know in our community it's pretty heavy, stuffed up, wrong. We think we can get away with it all, but really can't. And, yeah, when you're sitting in here in jail, you really stop and think of all the things you can do. All of us, like, we're all mums and that, you know. When we get out, we can start to be better mothers. You can start to see your talents in here. Like, we've got very low self-esteems out there. But a lot of us is good talent. We're very talented people. It's a shame that it takes to us to get to jail to understand that. We should just start pulling our weight around and really understanding about it. I've been on remand for 4 months and I might be looking at a couple of years. Yeah. And it's a shame because I'm only 21, but like I say, you know what I mean? It takes us all just to get in jail to recognise the little petty things. You've got a beautiful, I've got a beautiful little son out there. I've got a big family. And when I come in here, this ain't no place for me. I've got a very bright personality, I know that. I've got a very good aura. I make people feel very welcoming around me. But my personality can go a lot more better than in jail. Way more better.
Well,
and I know that.
Yeah.
So So you've just been listening to some of the quick snippets from Beyond the Bars, just to give you a bit of an idea of the kind of voices that we actually play here on Free CR. I'm going to go to another quick one. This one's just 2 minutes or so, but this is Uncle Ned Jumper Jimpy Hargraves, who is a lawman and a traditional owner from Yuendumu country up in the so-called Northern Territory.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much to be here. And I'm shame. And I'm completely shame of what this Australia you call. It's, to me, it's scary. I'm saying this because a lot of us things are happening. They are shooting our children. When we were going to see justice. And I'm going to say this. Karinjala, Mahajare. Everybody around here, can everybody follow me? Say it after me. Kari. Come on, you can do it again. Come on, you can do it better than that. Kari. Jala. Mahajare. You know what that means? To you, Mop. Karia. It means enough, enough. Cease. Ceasefire. We want you to stop killing our children. What had happened to young Walker? Shame job! We say Kunta. Everybody say Kunta. Meaning shame. Shame. We are saying to you, enough is enough. Today, I've got my son with me. And he's witnessing what you and I today, Yapa, are wanting to see. The outcome. We are sick and tired of begging. Now, when is this thing going to stop? Don't you think that you've done enough damage? Enough is enough. I want you, Mom, to say together one more last time. Kari!
Kari!
Chala!
Chala!
Mohajari!
Mohajari!
Thank you so much.
You just heard a snippet of Uncle Ned Hargraves talking at the end of the genocide rally. Another amazing thing that FreeCR is constantly doing is going and covering all of these events and protests. A really great example from that actually was Invasion Day this year, where we done a live coverage to the Invasion Day protest, as well as a dedicated Invasion Day broadcast that went for about, I think it went for about 6.5 hours or so of just covering that Invasion Day broadcast. Another really great example. And, FreeCR has been doing stuff like that for decades now, supporting the First Nations community, giving us a voice and, amplifying our rallies and our speeches and our messages. And it's one of the many reasons that you should ring up, jump on the website or pop into the station and make a donation today. We've had another text come through. FreeCR is the best community-run radio station. So many communities have made their home there. It's one of the only stations that provides a platform to radical First Nation voices like Kieran and Uncle Robbie. Every dollar counts. Amazing text message. Thank you for whoever sent that one through. That's the case. People like myself or Uncle Robbie or, many of the other staunch, deadly black voices, as well as, a lot of our West Papuan or Palestinian or refugee or trans rights or, whatever it may be voices, they wouldn't have airtime on other radio stations. It's the fact of the matter. Nobody on those mainstream radio stations wants to hear black fellas talking about decolonization and talking about colonization and genocide and occupation and, all of the issues that we face today. People don't want to be confronted with those truths, but you'll hear those truths here on FreeCR on 855 AM. So ring up and make a donation. We just had another donation as well come through. From Alana. Thank you, Alana. Much appreciated. It says, as a text message as well, I just donated $20 because Yellowman and Crime Scene Australia are the best radio shows on the whole continent. Love, Alana. Thank you, Alana. That is very appreciated. And, you know, we love how much you are singing up Yellowman and Crime Scene Australia and these other programs that we've got here on 3CR. Another really amazing thing that 3CR does is keep the community informed of upcoming events. So, you know, along those lines, I just want to give a quick announcement for next week, I believe. It's next Thursday, the 25th of June. There is going to be an 85 Seconds to Midnight art auction. Now, this has been organized by the Nuclear Free Collective, who are a part of the Friends of the Earth. It's going to be happening at Studio Art House Gallery, which is at 29 Tinning Street in Brunswick, from 5:30, with the auction kicking off at 7. So, you know, head along, buy some art, and help support those Nuclear Free Collectives. You know, that's one of the many, one of the many communities that 3CR supports. Groups like, you know, Friends of the Earth and the Nuclear Free Alliance and, you know, many of these other climate-focused groups, as well as, you know, refugee and housing and queer rights focus groups and, you know, all of these other really great groups and communities. We've got another text message that's come through from Bashira. Shout out for Radiophon. A huge thank you to 3CR Community Radio for providing a platform for important radical voices that should be amplified. Big shout out to some of the best shows like Yellowman, Crime Scene Australia, Beyond the Bars, Bunjil's Fire, and Earth Matters. Personally, these shows have inspired me to make material changes every day. They exist to remind us that we have the power to sabotage this colony for a better future. That's a great text message. Thanks for sending that one through, Bashira. And, you know, it's exactly the point of why you should be donating to 3CR. Because the messages we're putting out there, the truths we're saying, you know, the hard conversations we're having, it helps to challenge your everything. You know, it helps to challenge even your everyday role within the Australian colony and, you know, how you see yourself here in Australia and, you know, what sort of things you do in your everyday life. Because there is so many changes that all of us could be making in our everyday lives to make this world a so much better place. And the best place to hear about those changes is on 3CR. So make sure you tune in all the time. But more importantly, head to the website, make a donation at freecr.org.au/donate, or give us a call on 03-9419-8377 to make a donation. And a reminder that they are tax deductible. We've got tax time just around the corner. So it's, you know, it's not even really that you're giving away any money. You're going to be getting it back anyways in only a couple of weeks. You know, it's just loaning us a couple of dollars for a couple of weeks. Look at it that way. You know, everyone can do that.
Hello. Welcome to the Voice of West Papua. My name is Gibson Su. For generations, the people of West Papua have carried stories of culture, resilience, music, language, and community. Stories that deserve to be heard. The Voice of West Papua Radio exists to share those stories, connect communities, and create a platform where West Papuan voices can reach audiences across Australia and beyond. We are proud to acknowledge 3CR Community Radio, our biggest sponsor and supporter, whose commitment to independent media and community broadcasting helps make this program possible. Please donate to Radio Zone to keep the spirit and the voices of West Papua on air every Tuesday at 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Thank you.
Some of the other really great voices we have on here as well are voices like our comrades from Kanaki. In fact, I had some of the Kanak delegation in here just a few weeks ago doing some interviews with them. Apologies, I haven't had a chance to actually play them yet. There's, you know, a lot of editing that has to go into it because, you know, obviously we have to translate it all, being French speakers over in Kanaki. But, you know, just as an example of some of the great, amazing content that you're going to hear. We have played a few of those interviews from Kanaki before on the show, but I've got a whole bunch of fresh ones for you in the next week or two. So make sure you're tuning in the next week or two. And a reminder as well, if you can't donate today, you can donate next week, you can donate the week after. You know, right throughout the month of July, We are looking for donations to Radiophon. We've got a big target to make, which is $300,000. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's how much it actually costs to keep a radio station like 3CR running. You know, there's so many behind-the-scenes expenses, whether it be stuff like, you know, different tech and computer software and applications to be able to do all of our programming, or, you know, whether it's maintaining stuff like the tower that actually sends out the broadcast, or, you know, paying land rates and electricity bills for the studio, and, you know, doing all of the other really amazing and great stuff that they do, and, you know, all of the other expenses that they have. You know, it's quite an expensive venture to keep a radio station running. So please do help us to do that by making a donation today. Now, I'm going to change up the tempo a fair bit. I'm going to play another snippet from an interview I'd done, I think about a year and a half or so ago now, with a local First Nations person who does a lot of work in the traditional food space, Lara Briggs.
I'm with Jesse here as well.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for coming onto the program today.
Thanks for having us.
No, of course. So yeah, just wanted to, I suppose, get a bit of an update about, you know, all the great work that you've been doing up there at Bundoora.
Yeah, we're pretty excited to be here. So yeah, I guess our umbrella organisation is a non-for-profit called Sustain, the Australian Food Network. And yeah, Jesse and I are both co-farmers. We're both urban community farmers. It's very new to me, as you know, I'm a muso, but that doesn't pay super well, so I'm just looking for some more stable life and healing work in the garden. The work we've been doing here, we've got a market garden on one side, we've got about a quarter of an acre, and then First Nations food garden on the other, and
that's, for me, the
more exciting part, no offense to veggies. I love veggies, but
yeah. So what sort of stuff are you growing in the First Nations food garden?
So we're planting today a bunch of new plants. Well, not new, pretty old, actually. But, yeah, we just planted a bunch of bulbine bulbosa, so bulbine lilies, which is like a tuber plant. We put in a bunch of murnong late last year. We got some dianella, which pale flax lily, so you can eat the purple berries of some of those, but not all of them. Like, if you see it on the street, don't eat it, because a bunch of them are poisonous. You have to know which variety it is.
Yeah.
And Jesse, you want to add to that?
Yeah. We just got a really generous donation today of plants
from Basalt Buddies.
From Basalt Buddies. Thank you.
So shout out to our friends, Matt, and yeah, the crew at Basalt Buddies. They gave us about 200 plants. They gave us the bulbine lilies and some old man weed, which is a traditional medicine plant. So we're super excited to plant some of that.
Yeah, and some beautiful billy buttons and a different variety of straw flower as well.
Copper wire daisy. Yeah. And then what else do we have? We're going to put in some river mint today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing
lots of different herbs.
Yeah, so we come out here every week. So we're here usually and have, like, facilitate volunteers if anyone out there is keen to come and, yeah, get your hands in the dirt, usually 10 till 1 p.m. in Bundoora at Bundoora Park Farm.
Yep, and today we've got an information session for the First Nations farmer internships as well that we wanted to put a call out for, which will be run by Alara and myself.
Starting on the 7th of March. So it'll be Fridays for a couple of months, about 10 weeks. It's a paid internship.
Oh, amazing.
It was so cool. I did it last year. It was 8 weeks when I did it. And it was so amazing. I learned so much. It's basically, like, the brief summary of it would be, like, converting grass to food and, creating, food garden, whether that's, like, we'll be including things on how to grow veggies as well as First Nations plants.
Yeah, and hearing from some really cool First Nations gardeners and farmers are doing site visits around Melbourne out of Victoria and looking at other places to get inspiration and just to connect with a cool group of people
as well.
And to build a garden, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out here.
It's such important work too, you know, for two reasons. You know, one, obviously, because of the food crisis that we're heading in towards and all these rising prices in, you know, food and the accessibility and whatever else and stuff. So, you know, it's really good to be able to have some form of food sovereignty and encourage people to be doing their own, you know, backyard veggie gardens and whatever else and stuff. But it's also really important work that you're doing because, you know, you're helping to really conserve a lot of our culture and a lot of those cultural foods that might otherwise go endangered or extinct.
Yeah, it's like I first kind of started learning like a while ago when I read Dark Emu by Bruce Pascoe, yeah. And then just like a flood of kind of knowledge and new information started seeing the Xenocompton plant use guide is really amazing as well, especially for like local Wurundjeri plants, which we, you know, are working with a lot and, yeah, building our relationship with those plant kin to, yeah, better... like remember ourselves as Aboriginal people and be able to share that knowledge with both the generations, you know, above and coming up because, yeah, obviously like a lot of that knowledge was not allowed to a lot of our elders and stuff too. Mm. So we feel really lucky to be working with Wurundjeri Council as well, Uncle Bill Nicholson and, yeah, we're, yeah, just stoked to be doing this work, really.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just one of the examples of, you know, the many kind of interviews that you might hear on here where we're giving those platforms to the community to talk about what's important to them and what they're actually up to, whether that be, you know, fighting the king in the courts, whether that be growing traditional foods or, you know, helping to set up community gardens to help food insecure people in the community, or whether that be, you know, when many of the other things such as fighting genocide and, you know, Black Lives Matter and stolen children and, you know, all of the issues that we face today.
Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right, we're turning 50 this year.
People with intellectual disabilities need their rights met and their own lives their own, and that we're not as stupid, we're just as smart as everybody else and equal as everybody else, and we deserve to have respect and equal rights given and our decision-making our own and not be put in institutions and locked away just because the community don't like us being seen in a community or have our own house or our own lives our own.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
So I've got two phone calls that I'm going to go to in about 5 minutes or so. But in the meantime, I just want to quickly play a quick snippet of an interview I'd done with Aunty Sue Hasseldine, who's a Gugufa elder from over in Gugufa country, which is over on the far west of South Australia, where they're doing a lot of fighting at the moment against a company called Southern Launch, who is using that area to test missiles and rockets. So today I'm joined by a very special guest, Aunty Sue Hasseldine from out of Gugufa country over in what's now known as South Australia. Just to start off with, Aunt, do you want to talk a bit about where your country actually is over there, just for the listeners?
Yeah, our country's on the far west coast of South Australia. Seguna's the main town around there, but our Gugufa lands extend out north from the beach to the desert, and we're trying our best to keep it pristine. It's probably the last stunted mallee wilderness in the world, and that would be good if we can keep it that way instead of letting the government and all their cronies destroy everything. And they will, because that if a bushfire goes on out there, there's no stopping it. It'll burn itself out. Nobody can go fight that fire. And these people, if they send their rockets off and they start bushfires, they're not going to take any responsibility for the murder of all those animals.
Yeah, and it's a pretty special like environment out there too. A lot of endangered and vulnerable animals and plants out there as well. And
There is, you know, there's such little people out there, even the ants, you know, they got, that's their country too.
Mm.
It's not meant for warfare and, you know, somebody's playground to test weapons. It's meant for them and us.
Yeah. And it's a place as well, like, I'm not the best with geography and stuff, but it's pretty close to the old nuclear testing site, isn't it?
It's very close to Maralinga Test Range.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the winds brought all that stuff over all of Australia, actually. Tasmania didn't escape either.
Yeah.
So this is like Maralinga 2 happening. They knew people were out on country with Maralinga 1 and they didn't care. And they also know people go on country in Maralinga 2 and they still don't care. So, you know, where's the duty of care for the government or anybody, not just us, but those animals that depend on that country for their survival?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't consider that, and they don't really think about that. The fact that, you know, it's not just our land, it's the land of all these animals and plants and stuff as well. And, you know, they've all got their own right to be here and their own right to be healthy and to survive and not be impacted by these weapons. And
yeah, and the desert in bloom, the flowers and that come out there are just absolutely amazing. So they're all, the whole system is under threat. And by threatening the land, they threaten us. Because if they take the land away from us, they destroy us.
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering if you wanted to talk a bit about your most recent trip out there and what happened with all that. We done a bit of a report back last week on it. I'm joining the studio as well by my friend Manju. She flicked through some audio from your aunt, a bit of a recording that we played last week. But, I wonder if you wanted to talk a bit more about it, exactly, you know, what's going on out there with the latest rocket tests and stuff.
Well, yeah, Manju was out there with me too. I'm really grateful for that. We were already out on country, like I said, when we got the word that launches were going to happen and the VADA returns. The VADA returns, they send them off from California, send the rockets off.
So just a reminder, if you want to listen to that full interview, you can head to the website freecr.org.au, search in Yellerman and listen back to old episodes. There's a few on there with Arnie Sue. I'm going to go to a caller now, though. I got Jackie on the line. Can you hear me, Jackie?
Yeah, I can. Hi, Karen. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, wonderful.
Thanks for calling up.
No, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, so why, in your opinion, like, why do you listen to Yellerman, I suppose, is a good question to start with?
It's an excellent question. Well, I mean, for me, alternative media and alternative, like, radio is really important, just generally, to have sort of outlets and ways of spreading news and information that, like, aren't controlled by moneyed interests, by colonial interests. And then especially your show and other shows by especially Indigenous activists. You know, these are voices that are systemically suppressed, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, really, ultimately, they represent a threat.
Yes.
And a threat or a potential threat to the current state of things. And so I think hearing from, like, active First Nations activists and people that are actively sort of resisting the ongoing genocide is really one of the most important things that we can do as people who are also interested in, you know, maybe changing things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a really great summary, and I appreciate it.
And
you've already made a donation to FreeCR, haven't you?
I did. I was on the breakfast show on Monday.
Yeah, nice, nice. So, if you are listening, you know, make sure you do donate. There's plenty of different shows you can donate to. You know, reminder, at the end of the day, it all goes to FreeCR to keep the station running. You know, of course, we do have our own little comps between programs to, you know, try and raise our fair share of that total amount. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, great to donate to any program. But, yeah, thanks heaps, Jackie, for jumping on and giving us a quick shout-out. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to.
So, yeah, that was, you know, one of our regular listeners, Jackie, who was on the Monday Breakfast Show and has already made a donation to FreeCR. And if you haven't, there are plenty of ways you can do that. You can head to the website, freecr.org.au/donate, make a donation there. You can give the studio a call on 03-9419-8377. Or, of course, if you're in the Collingwood area, you can just pop into the studio at the top of Smith Street and make a donation there. I'm going to play another quick announcement or two, and then we've got another caller on the line after that.
Become a 3CR subscriber today. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call the station on 03 9419 8377. Be a part of your community radio station.
All righty, we got another caller on the line. We've got Tess on one. Are you there, Tess?
Hi there, Kieran. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for calling up. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, such a pleasure.
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, in your opinion, why should people donate to 3CR? You know, what is it about 3CR or Yilliman that, you know, you find really stands out or is really great about them?
Well, I mean, I love Yilliman. I'm a huge fan of the show. But the reason why I think 3CR is so important, broadly speaking, is because we're seeing censorship become such a huge issue on this continent as empire messily and slowly collapses. And I think that 3CR is really precious because it doesn't engage in censorship, and spaces like that are becoming really hard to find. So it's really important that we ensure the survival of those spaces that promise not to censor us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, it's something we've been talking about a lot on the show today, about how 3CR provides that platform to so many members of the community who would never have a platform otherwise.
Yeah, that's exactly right. People like yourself and Uncle Robbie, their voices, your voices are so important, and it's really great to hear them in a more long-form experience like on 3CR, where we get to hear from you, not just for 5 minutes and not just at a rally, at a speech, but actually, you know, for an hour or two on the radio.
It's really precious. Yeah, it's such a good opportunity because, you know, we can't get those messages out in five-minute speeches a lot of time. We do need a full hour to actually, you know, expand on what we're trying to talk about and talk about all the context and nuance to it. And
yeah, that's right. And also, I mean, it's speeches at rallies are really wonderful, and that's often where we hear from the revolutionaries and the radical thinkers. But it's really important there are also these kind of quiet, reflective, conversational spaces where we can hear from you all as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, thanks heaps for calling up and the support. Really appreciate it. Are you able to make a donation to 3CR by any chance?
I certainly can. I'll make a donation on behalf of Slingshot Books.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Tess. I really appreciate it. So, yeah, you know, one of the great people who have actually been on the show before, Tess, from Slingshot Books, who do a lot of really great work in the community trying to provide radical content in the form of youth books, children's books, you know, radical children's books. I absolutely butchered the way I just explained that, sorry. But yeah, they provide, you know, some really great radical children's books. You know, one of the few publishers that are doing so. But, you know, again, like, it's just another opportunity for 3CR to link in with the communities by having these conversations and, you know, getting these different authors and producers on here and, you know, supporting the broader community and those in the community who have those marginalized voices. And that's why you should donate today. It's why you should head to the website. It's why you should call 3CR or drop into the studio and make a donation. We're going to go to one more quick announcement and I'll be right back.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
So another quick snippet. We're running out of time, actually. We've only got about 8 minutes left, so maybe I'll just play maybe like 2 or 3 minutes of this one. But I've done a really great show last year for Disability Awareness Day with a friend and comrade of mine, Em, who's a First Nations person from up in Magangan, or Brisbane as it's known today, but had a lot of really great feedback. So I'm just going to, you know, play maybe like a minute or two of this.
Back to self-determination, why we need to be able to do things our way.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, that's what's always got the best outcomes as well, self-determination. And there's been so many studies, not just here, but like around the world, that actually show that self-determination is single-handedly the best thing for actually addressing people's needs. You know, when you come in, when somebody comes in, especially like white settlers and whatever else, and they try and dictate to us what, you know, we should and shouldn't be doing to heal, you know, it's only ever so, it only has so much of an impact. But then when we can actually sit down and work out our own programs and run them ourselves and do it all ourselves, that's when we actually see the proper real results.
But that is colonialism, right? Like a white clinician telling a black fella how they should heal. Like that's colonialism, and they don't see it. They've got that white savior complex of, look at us helping these blacks. But, you know, that's colonialism in action. That is in action in systems like Queensland Health and what do you call it down here? Health Victoria.
Yeah, Health Victoria.
Yeah.
And it's colonialism, and it's also racism at the end of the day. It's actually a proper form of paternalistic racism, you know, that whole white saviorism concept. But, you know, along those lines, you know, how do relationships and kinships and stuff and, you know, that collective responsibility help shape the way that you approach your peer work?
Well, kinship and collective responsibility is the basis of peer work, especially First Nations peer work. Because in peer work, there's no helping, right? Like, you're not helping someone, you're walking in it together.
Yeah.
Like, we're in this together. I'm not going to do anything to you or for you. Like, we're going to come to a conclusion together about the work we're going to do, which, it's different in a sense because I'm not here to make decisions for you, which can be really shocking for people who have been in health systems where it's just been clinicians, especially white clinicians, doing things to them and making decisions for them and saying, here's what we're going to do, you're going to do this, especially if they've been on something like an involuntary treatment order,
yeah,
where they've had all their, you know, their rights taken away essentially for being disabled. So peer work can, like, I remember when I first met my first peer worker, I was in a psych ward in Logan. And I was like shocked. I was like, so you're not gonna make any decisions for me? And they were like, no, you guide this. And I was just like, I'm gonna need a moment. Like, this is wild. And obviously, you can't do true peer work in a psych facility, right? Like a psych ward, because there's still the involuntary treatment orders, which means that there's a power imbalance, because. Yeah. Peer work, like, the power balance is a massive part of peer work, because usually you've got the clinician up here and you've got the patient down here. And peer work drives to kind of level that playing field. But the playing field's never going to be level when you're working somewhere like a psych unit, yeah, right? Because at the end of the day, you can't leave. So you end up, peer work in psych facilities is often just trying to do the best you can, but it's not true peer work. Like, true peer work can only exist in like grassroots settings where there's both equally consensual, you know, both people equally want to do it. They're not being like, because I guess in the psych unit, the clinicians kind of go, hey, go talk to the peer workers, go, you know, so like it's not entirely their decision.
We've got about 2 minutes left in the show, but I've just been joined in the studio last minute by two of my friends, Manju and Reed. How are you both going?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for dropping in. Manju, I've had you on the show a fair bit, actually, especially like doing all the coverage around Aunty Sue and what's happening over in Googler for Country.
Yeah.
But I think this is the first time you've been on the show, Reed.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, cheers for coming and jumping on.
Thanks so much for having me.
And yeah, quick shout out. Why should people donate to Yilam and Free CR, in your opinion?
I've learned so much from listening to you rant on Yilam. and... yeah, I just want to keep the airspace open for this kind of radical education that you give so generously. So thanks, shout out Yilam, and I will be donating Radiothon this year.
Amazing, thank you. And what about you, Manju? We got about a minute left.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Reed said it all, but it's just, yeah, Yilam is such a great show. I was actually your first subscriber, I think.
Oh, nice, nice.
And yeah, I just want to keep on supporting Yilam. There's so many, yeah, such like great wide variety of topics covered. Yeah, it's just such an amazing show. I'm always recommending it to so many people and can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, no, cheers. Appreciate it. And yeah, we're actually, I'll make a quick special announcement in the last minute. As of next month, Yilam will actually be going to 2 hours. It'll be 11 to 1, not just 12 to 1. So,
woohoo!
Yeah, double the opportunity to get on here and have those rants, as you put it, Reed. But yeah, cheers for stopping in, guys. That's the end of the show today. Don't go anywhere, though. Up next, we've got DJ Curly with Cultural Kinetics. I'll be back again next week. Until then, have a good one.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.